And 6:06, it is fair and 30 degrees this morning in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 41. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Happening right now in Tulsa, we have a fire on 15th Street that is causing some commotion. It is two blocks to the east of Lewis. We understand that at one point flames were visible from the Broken Arrow Expressway this morning, and the Tulsa Police Department has been called in to shut down traffic on 15th Street around this fire. It's a one-story structure, and again, 15th Street just about two blocks to the east of Lewis. Another City Hall in Your Neighborhood meeting is set for tonight, this time at Washington High School. Mayor Bartlett says they want your thoughts on public projects.
We plan on hearing what the public would prefer their city government to do regarding capital improvements, what different areas we should focus on, whether we should focus on streets or parks, infrastructure, water, sewer, whatever it might be.
The list will be reviewed and could be placed on the ballot for later this year. The meeting starts tonight at 6 o'clock. Tulsa police continue to investigate the weekend murder of a truck delivery man. The man was shot and killed outside the Papa John's pizza business at 11th and Delaware early Saturday morning. It has been almost a month since the federal sequestration started, yet most of us have yet to notice any real changes. Oklahoma Congressman Tom Cole says that is because most of the cuts have yet to kick in.
It's going to be widespread and visible. It'll be slow, and then nobody should be furloughed in a month.
Cole says Indian Health Care, the Oklahoma City FAA Center, and the civilian workforces at Altus and the Vance Air Force bases should brace for those cuts. Those 30 Bartlesville band students and chaperones trapped in Ireland because of an airline strike will be home tomorrow. The students traveled to Ireland to take part in a St. Patrick's Day event when their stay got extended through spring break. A follow-up on a story from last Friday this morning. We told you about a bill that was now moving over to the state Senate that would give the lowest-paid state workers a one-time $1,000 bonus. It also calls for a study of all state employee salaries. Well, Senate President Pro Tem Brian Bingaman of Sepulpa says he favors at least the concept of the bill.
Those bills are coming over from the House, and I have not been able to look at all of them exactly, but the concept I do support, and that includes the market-based study.
The Highway Patrol and Corrections have asked for more money for pay hikes. Bingaman wants to see the study of all state salaries. Tulsa postal employees rally for a Saturday service. They fear the end of the service will mean personnel cuts. They held a rally over the weekend. Well, springtime is cleanup time. If you have a stream or a creek bed running through your property, be careful with clearing brush along the creek bank. Those roots help hold the bank in place. OSU Extension Specialist Marley Beam says once gone, erosion control is hard to get back.
Probably seen people put old cars in the rivers or dump riprap and those kinds of things. That usually doesn't do the trick. It may seem as though it's doing the trick for a couple of years until you get the right flow, but then it gets undercut and buried in the stream bottom.
He says you can trim back the trees along the banks, but you should not eliminate the trees. In sports this morning, the TU women came up short, losing to top-seeded Stanford yesterday in the NCAA women's basketball tournament, the final 73-56. Our weather forecast today, clouds will be on the increase, another cool day, a high of 41. Tonight, clear and very cold, down to 25 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, however, sunny and 48. National Weather Service radar is all clear. Now at 6:10, it's fair and 30. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.